Good morning, I'm Mike Rapp on 104.1 KQTH. Time for our local business spotlight presented by the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. You can go to TucsonBBB.org to research businesses and charities before making any purchasing decisions. You can also request service or product information from an accredited business through the e-quote feature on the website. If you would like to report a scam of any type or if you want to ensure you're spam-free, go to bbb.org/scamtracker/Tucson and investigate or report a scam at any time. If you are a business owner and would like to know more about how to become accredited with the Better Business Bureau, please visit the website. They also have lots of classes and events designed to help business owners there as well. This morning's local business spotlight shines on pet travel specialist this morning. Happy Tails Travels, the company, and the pet specialist is Bridget Monrad. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning.
So tell us about your company. You make it possible for people to travel with their pets and do it comfortably and safely?
Yep. Most of our clients are making a permanent move across the country or across the world, and they need assistance with all aspects of getting their pet there safely.
Mm-hmm.
So we work with them from start to finish to get the pet there on an airplane and work with them on the logistics and timing.
Yeah, what are some of the requirements that various countries have with regard to pets coming into their country?
It depends on what country it is, especially countries that don't have any rabies. And those tend to be countries that are islands, such as Ireland or Australia or New Zealand. They have special rules related to making sure no pets enter the country with the rabies,
mm-hmm.
because that could affect the country. So that's one of the more strict requirements.
Yeah, I remember Tom Cruise had a problem with that. He brought some of his dogs into Australia, and they took a very dim view of that. And as you point out, they've eradicated rabies on that continent, island, if you will. And as a result, they had a big dust-up with them for there. But what about pets traveling on aircraft? Do they require anything special? I know that there are pressure requirements and that kind of thing.
Yes. Not all airlines and not all aircraft can take live animals,
mm-hmm.
because it has to be a very special condition in that aircraft. So the aircraft that they will be able to travel on has to have an area set aside for pets that is temperature controlled,
mm-hmm.
pressurized, and oxygenated for each pet on board.
Mm-hmm.
And so it does restrict the type of airports and airlines they can travel on.
Uh-huh. And do you make recommendations with regard to animal carriers and things like that?
As far as animal care?
Carriers,
yes. That's part of our service, is to find the most direct, least expensive flight for the pet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of variables that go into making that decision. So we do all the research for them and present to them the best option, or if there's more than one option, the best options for their pet's flight.
Okay, well, where are you located and how do people get in touch with you? I know that you have your website is happytailtravel.com. What's your telephone number over there?
520-299-3315.
And that's for Happy Tails Travel Incorporated. Bridget Monrad has been our guest this morning. She is a registered nurse and a president of Happy Tails Travel. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.